home base for the crew of the U.S. reconnaissance plane that collided with a Chinese jet earlier this week is the naval station at Whidbey Island in Washington. There, the mood remains tense and angry. Although U.S. officials finally got to meet with the 21 men and 3 women being held in China, there's no indication as to when they will be returned home. From Whidbey Island, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Airplanes continue to come and go on the sprawling naval air station, but one thing is on everyone's mind, the fate and well-being of the crew of the surveillance plane. American officials say crew members are in good health and have not been mistreated, and they have passed that information on to family members. The meeting between American diplomats and the crew was comforting to the families of those still in China, but William Marriott, the commander of Patrol Wing 10, says family members are frightened, frustrated, and very, very angry.
Well, imagine how you would feel if one of your loved ones was involved in a mid-air collision, did a heroic job of getting that aircraft on the ground, and now they don't have the capability of seeing their loved ones or hearing from their loved ones. And they are relying on second, third, fourth-hand information, and they're very, very upset about that, as you can imagine.
The crew was flying an aircraft sometimes referred to as a flying pig. It's a big, slow four-engine plane equipped with lots of sophisticated electronic gear. The crew was conducting what U.S. officials describe as a routine surveillance mission over the South China Sea. And according to the Navy, this crew had previously flown similar missions in the region. As family members here and across the country anxiously await news of their loved ones, the Navy's support network has been put in place. Again, Captain Marriott.
We were able to assign each of them a personal point of contact from the squadron that would keep them informed. For those folks out of town, they were also assigned a personal point of contact from the squadron who keeps in touch with them on a regularly scheduled basis and when developments occur, such as the meeting.
The Navy wives, a very tight-knit group, have also geared up to help. Candy Marriott, the captain's wife, is leading the effort.
People have been calling, saying, what can we do? What can we do? Lots of wives got together and hung yellow ribbons all over town. I've had so many people call to cook meals that I've had to say, let's just back off for a little while and call me in a few days. Hopefully you won't need to, but people are just going over and sitting with people, praying with people, just there to talk if they want to talk about it.
Wander the main street of neighboring Oak Harbor, and it's easy to find people who consider themselves part of the Navy family. Spouses, ex-spouses, retirees, family, and friends. For many, this week's developments brought up new fears and old memories. Julie McDonald is a Navy wife.
I've been married 5 years, and I mean, my husband used to be on submarines, and now he's been in flight school, and now it just made it real. It made it real, real for me, and it was pretty scary, and it shook everyone up.
Jill Short, whose family owns a woman's clothing store, remembers wearing POW and MIA bracelets during the Vietnam War, and she remembers the long nights during Operation Desert Storm.
I think we naturally go back and have to focus on what could happen and what happened to those members of our community back then.
One of her employees, who also vividly remembers Vietnam, speaks for just about everyone here when she says, I just want this crew to come home, safe and soon. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Whidbey Island, Washington.